Seat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.
Glorious morning out there today. I tell you, it's a nice morning to be on the roads.
Morning has broken like the first morning.
You're getting your first dirty look from Killian this morning.
Do you not know that song?
No, I thought you were going to sing the one from Friends, you know, your man. Morning is here.
Right, let me do the traffic.
Sorry.
Wexford, those roadworks continuing. Gary Lock to Cool Cross, closed for resurfacing works again today. 7:30am till 6pm. And come here, round about now, we have some visitors. So I want you to give them a big warm welcome, okay? Big warm welcome. Today is the first day of a massive cruise ship arriving in the southeast in Dunmore East.
What can I say except you're welcome.
The cruise ship Celebrity Silhouette with over 2,500 passengers has just arrived in the last few minutes at Dunmore East. We'll be there for the day.
Welcome to the southeast. Hope you're having a glorious morning. This is what it's like all the time.
It's like
stunning,
all the time.
Beautiful country.
We don't see rain.
No.
But that's going to add a lot of traffic in and out of Dunmore East today with the buses in and out, and also some parking restrictions in Waterford City, in particular at Bolton Street car park where the coaches will be pulling up. But welcome to all our new friends. Good morning to you. Welcome along. It's Thursday's Beat Breakfast. Niall and Sean Killian with you.
Good morning. Welcome to a brand new day and such a beautiful sunny day at that. I've done something wrong already. I've worn a jumpsuit to work.
What the hell were you thinking?
I don't know. Killian and I were just chatting about this the other day and I said I don't wear jumpsuits to work because it is that moment of you're sitting on the toilet and your whole clothes are down around your ankles.
Yeah.
And like it's just...
You know, there's a problem with the lock on the toilet here as well at the moment. So anyone could walk in at anyone time.
Oh, well, someone's going to have to come with me then. You know the way you used to go.
I'll come.
You know the way when you were younger, you come with me and just stand outside the door, make sure nobody gets in. Okay, I'll have to do that all day today. Yeah. Anyway, good morning.
Significant fashion update that we have for you this morning is today's the first day of 2024. I didn't bring a jacket to work.
Oh, big day. What can I say except you're welcome. Do you know what that's from?
Nah, not a clue.
One of the greatest movies of all time, Moana.
Moana, okay.
Not that great.
It is!
All right, come here. We have a busy one for you today because we've got the final one, final dilemma of the week. And also another chance, we'll be dishing out a few invitations to join us on the Beat Breakfast Camp out next week. Plus, Beat the Bomb, Bit of Crack, great tunes. We're here till 10 a.m. Thursday. Good morning.
Good morning. About the change when you're getting changed on the beach after the sea swim and the sand is everywhere and you're cold and you just want to get your togs off and you want to get into your clothes and you're trying to cover yourself while doing it. What happened to you?
Well, I went to the Guillemine and usually I will go in my togs and I'll drive out and sometimes I'm just lazy so I'll throw the towel on the seat
and drive back because
I live so close. But Annstown was a bit further away and I was like, oh, I can't be sitting, you know, I get cold or whatever.
Yeah.
And the Guillemine is grand because there's no sand, but Annstown was a beach and I was there with the towel on and I hadn't done it, I'd say, in years. Like, I'd say my mother was the last one who did it for me and I was like really small, not when
I
was like 18, but you know when you're in the nip and you're trying to put on the boxers
and the sand
is on your toes and you're trying to get the sand in your boxers,
you're trying to hold the towel and you're trying to pull the boxer shorts up
and not like flash anybody in the meantime.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, like, I'm not an attractive person, like I would think anyway, but I was saying, like, no matter the sexiest person, if Brad Pitt or Evangeline Jolie or any of the superstars were on the beach doing that, I don't think
Zendaya herself could be on the beach and she still wouldn't look elegant, attractive,
it's
or sexy.
So awkward.
There's just nothing sexy about it, and I think it's good to say it out this morning for anybody that feels that's a low moment when
it is a low moment.
Because you're so invigorated coming out of the sea. You feel like you've been reborn, you're refreshed, you're alive.
And I feel pressure because Annstown and the Guillemine, there's proper like swimmers that go there the whole time, so they're probably looking at me going like, the amateur.
And some of them have the very fancy kind of robe things that they can get changed under.
I will tell you, I do have one of those, the towel that goes over, it's like a hooded kind of. No.
Snuddy.
But still, Killian, yesterday I was wearing a togs that was slightly too tight for me now, right? And I struggled to get out of the pair. And I did trip over myself. I did. I fell on the ground on the sand. So this is the point that we're making. There is nothing attractive or sexy about getting undressed on the beach, right?
You never let it slip. or let anything be seen.
A few things pop out here and there. You can't account your letter.
It happened to a friend of mine. Robbie used to work here. We went to Ballymacaw, and the poor old devil, there was a family behind us.
Oh no.
And he had the towel, and the towel blew away. So he had to hold himself and like grab the towel in front of like a whole family of four.
So that's what we want to ask you this morning. What are the things in life that it is impossible to look sexy while doing, apart from getting changed on the beach? I will put it out there, and I've said this many times before, I am a beloved dog owner and I love Lola so much, but I will never ever ever look sexy picking up her dog poo.
It just carrying the bag.
I'm never going to be sexy. Once I have to do that, attractiveness out the window.
Gone.
Yeah.
Where do you put it? Do you have to carry it? Like, I suppose you can't put it in your pocket because of
Well, no, I wouldn't advise that.
No.
You hold it until you find the nearest bin, is basically what you do. So sometimes you could be walking a good stretch of a road or whatever, and you might meet someone you know, and you're trying to hide the bag.
That's lower than getting changed on the beach, in my opinion.
I have one as well. You know, you're out and about, and something blows out of your hand. It might be a note, it might be an important note, it could be anything.
A receipt or whatever.
And you go to try and chase it, and the wind keep catching it, and you're running, and then it blows, and then you run again, and then it blows, and you'd say, "Will I just give up on that €20? Because I'm looking like an idiot here. I'm not sexy.
That's my one.
Do you remember the one now? And I want to know if you still stand by this. It was an example of our good friend Darren Rice when he was sitting in the back, an adult sitting in the back seat of a car. Do you still stand over that one?
I feel really bad that his name has been mentioned in this again, but I do, It was the fact that Killian was driving and Megan was in the passenger seat, and then Darren was just in the back like a little child. So I don't know, I do stand by that.
Okay.
This text is very relatable. I watched my dad with a wasp in the kitchen the other day, swatting at a bee or a wasp, looking like an Egypt, following them around.
Yeah, that's true. Tricia, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
We're good as well. Did you pick up a bike, Tricia?
I picked up a bike, I did.
Yeah.
What kind of bike?
Just a little bike for my little fella. For when he's getting a bit bigger.
Sweet.
That's all. He's far from cycling, but while it was going free.
Yeah,
my cousin had it, so
excellent. You were prepared, right? What does nobody look sexy doing?
Absolutely no one on the planet, I believe, looks sexy while they're sneezing.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't. It's impossible.
Yeah.
And if you're like me and it has sound effects, I have a really, really loud sneeze, so that just adds to the lack of sexiness for sure.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's for me, right, I don't think I have a loud sneeze, but my build up can be quite loud.
The fact that you find it impossible to sneeze just twice. Most people sneeze twice is the norm. You might go three sometimes. Show goes three, four, or five times.
Trisha, I always sneeze in at least threes.
Yeah. No, I'm just one big sneeze, but I do have a friend now who, when she gets going, she goes 7, 8, 9, 10 times. It's crazy. And particularly when she's drinking. If she's drunk, like, she could go all night sneezing.
Wow.
Okay. I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Listen, it's crazy. It's a good one. We can relate to it. Thanks a million for chatting to us, Mrs.
Thanks, Mary.
Talk to you soon. Have a good day.
Rosie was on to us, brushing your teeth. Nobody looks sexy when they're doing that.
Yeah, agree.
And also this morning we had Nick on to us with her thoughts.
Guys, I have to say, the most unsexiest thing, or you cannot look remotely attractive when you do it, is when girls are wearing high heels and you start walking down like a steep hill.
Yeah.
And the front of your feet are just like smacking off the pavement. Oh. No, there is no attraction whatsoever there.
Yes, girl. Yes. Or cobbles.
Yeah.
Trying to walk in heels on cobbles. Killian thought I was hilarious the other day when I was dressed as Taylor Swift for our big Taylor Day. I lasted about 10 minutes before. Describe my walk, Killian.
It was pretty pathetic.
Yeah.
It was just funny. And she wouldn't go in for coffee. I can't go in dressed in these boots. And the minute it got out, she was like, "Oh, your office needs to change." The vote would take.
I'd say it was like a newly born deer.
Yes.
You know?
Bambi.
Bambi on ice. Get up.
Beat breakfast.
Hey, there is some very big movie news coming your way this Wednesday morning.
Is this low viscosity rayon?
Yes, of course.
With a half loop top stitching on the hem?
Absolutely. It's one of a kind.
It's impossible to use a half loop top stitching on low viscosity rayon. It would snag the fabric. And you didn't just get it in. I saw it in the June Vogue a year ago. So if you're trying to sell it to me for full price, You picked the wrong girl.
The wrong girl. I love Reese Witherspoon. Legally Blonde, the prequel about the high school years of Elle Woods, has been ordered to series at Amazon Prime Video, and the announcement was made at their upfront presentation to advertisers yesterday. And obviously Reese played Woods in the two Legally Blonde movies, took to the stage in costume, the OG. She was accompanied by Elle's Chihuahua Bruiser, and she announced that this series was being made. It's currently titled Elle, and the logline for the series states that it will follow Elle Woods in high school as we learn about the life experiences that shaped her into the iconic young woman we know and love in the first Legally Blonde movie. And I, for one, am here for it. So happy Wednesday to any Legally Blonders. Reese with her spoon, Reese without her spoon.
You had to get that. Oh, God almighty.
Yeah. I love Legally Blonde. It's such a classic, iconic movie. Please tell me you've seen it.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Oh God! Do you know what? I now understand what it is like when you're disappointed in me for not watching some kind of really famous
movie,
like
yeah.
iconic movie. Yeah. You haven't seen this, Killian. Have you seen Legally? Okay. No, anybody?
It's obviously for the girls.
You've seen what? You've seen the musical. I've heard it's really good. Actually, am I just on my own then? Legally Blonde or no Legally Blonde? The
Breakfast Battle.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102, 103.
Wake up! Wake up! Do it. Big to this and Oh My Love, the latest single here, Beat 102 and 103. It's 8 minutes after seven. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Okay. I need to get something off my chest because something happened yesterday that I'm still kind of processing, I suppose is the best way to describe it. So Killian and I went to the shop after work, and it was your local actually, Niall, your
nice.
Local.
Yeah.
And walked in, and firstly, the guy behind the counter is like, any Taylor Swift tickets?
Yeah.
And we were like, no. Sorry, hon. Yeah. Don't walk around with them in my back pocket. All I wanted was a croissant. A croissant. Just a plain croissant. Just a bit of butter. And walked in and said to Killian, oh no, there's no croissants. And he said, they're up there, you big idiot. Up there. In a kind of sealed packet. That's the way they do them in your local shop,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Stop people like you, grubby mitts on them. Yeah.
Anyway, picked one up, delighted with myself. Picked up a sachet of butter, delighted with myself. He went to order his wrap. Got back to the station, came here to eat it, went upstairs, took it out of the plastic to butter it, and discovered that inside was a filling.
Oh.
A raspberry filling. Mm. And I nearly cried.
What's the issue?
I didn't ask for a raspberry. I
wasn't. Like a bit of raspberry?
No. Well, I do want a scone, but I wanted a plain croissant.
Yeah.
With a bit of butter. And then I looked at there was something written on the front of the plastic, which I hadn't seen, and Killian hadn't pointed out to me. He just said, here's a croissant. It said, vegan, raspberry, croissant.
Okay.
Three words that nobody wants to hear. So
you're very judgmental.
No, I mean, if that's what you want,
yeah.
If you want a vegan raspberry croissant, happy days.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That's not what I want. I just wanted no vegan, no raspberry, just croissant.
Yeah.
So I got 3 out of 3. I wanted 1 out of those 3.
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
See where I'm going? It was like a massive food
disappointment.
That moment of, I've been waiting for this.
Yeah, yeah. I was waiting to savour this.
I've been looking forward to it, and then you sit down and you see those words.
And how does it taste?
Vegan raspberry croissant. I don't know, Niall, because I left it there for somebody else.
She came out to the office and told that story to different individual cliques in the office.
Yeah.
Wasted her 10 minutes of her work day.
She's in every click.
About 10 minutes of her work day was gone.
I can't believe you just like walked away from it. Like maybe it was delicious.
It wasn't even like a proper like jam. It looked like a, I don't know, it looked like it was a chutney. It looked like a raspberry chutney. It didn't even look like jam. There was no butter on it. It was just this filling. It was just, it put me off, and I went down a hole of, you know, this was one of the worst things that's ever happened to me. Obviously, I'm being completely dramatic,
over the top. Okay.
And
that's what you do on the radio.
Well done. We're a radio show.
Yeah. Exaggerate.
But I was reminded there are lots of times, like the time that my mint sauce didn't arrive with my poppadoms from the Indian takeaway, and I still think about that night.
Yeah.
Or the time that I asked for mini battered sausages and they were just regular cocktail sausages.
It's all about really disappointment. Your purchase is what we're talking about here.
And I don't know if I'm sad in that I remember those times, but I will forever remember the vegan raspberry croissant.
I think we'll all remember it now, to be honest. You really emphasised the point.
Okay.
People are going to shout at you on Main Street in Wexford this weekend. How's the vegan
raspberry croissant
show?
Right, that's my question. Surely I'm not on my own.
disappointing. Well, I have to say, this, when it comes to disappointing purchases, for me, it is mostly in the food area. It's mostly when I'm in the supermarket, particularly maybe one of the German supermarkets, which I like to shop at, because you see things you don't normally see.
Oh, I love it. I love when you go on holidays and you go into a Mercado or whatever.
Supermercado, yeah, exactly. And sometimes when I'm in Lidl or Aldi, I feel like I'm in the Spanish supermarket because it's products that you don't normally see. But I convince myself, I think I might like that. And I bank on it that that's going to be my dinner. And then I go home and I look at it. And I go, oh God, we've made a mistake here.
Oh,
so like, for example, there was recently, they were doing a Greek cheese week in one of the supermarkets. I only discovered when I got home, I really don't like most Greek cheese.
Okay.
What I've also done, the other thing about the disappointing purchases is ordering online.
Yes.
You see something online and you order it and you think this is going to be mwah. And when you get it and it arrives, yeah, I've done a lot of them were cat toys, which were just such ridiculously
flimsy. Yeah.
As you say, you buy cheap, you buy twice.
I remember you showing me a picture from a girl. I can't remember who she is, but you showed me and she placed it on Twitter and she bought what she thought was a rug for her sitting room.
Yeah, so to take up the whole mantelpiece in front of the mantelpiece that she could lie out on it in front of the fire and stuff.
And it was the size of an A4 page.
So she still posed on the picture and we're trying to sit on it just on this little square. So, okay. Killian, do you want to throw anything in here?
Yeah, clothes, I suppose, online. Clothes. When I was in my Michael Jackson phase, I went to buy all the Michael Jackson jackets and shoes, and it was a Chinese website.
Yeah.
So I didn't realise the sizes were different.
Oh,
so
no.
So it was children's sizes, I guess. So I got I spent 300 quid on leather loafers. And what I thought were my own size 13 and 12, but they were a size 13, which turned out to be a size 8 in UK or Ireland size. So I just have to use a shoehorn, and I said, well, they're going to fit. So they cost 300 quid, so my feet don't. Like fit in them, but I make them
toes sticking out.
You paid €300 for a pair of Michael Jackson leather loafers.
Yeah,
that didn't fit.
They're just normal loafers, really. They're just,
but they were a replica of something.
No, just normal loafers. Yeah, just leather soles.
I'm trying to find.
I was 16.
Okay. It's good. Good vibes.
Beat breakfast on Beat 102, 103.
Good morning. Wake up.
It's going to be a long morning, everybody.
I do that to annoy you, Killian. I do. Like, I don't go round Wexford going, hey, everybody, good vibes.
Yeah, you do.
I do
well,
not.
You put it on all your bloody Insta stories.
I've never written the two words good vibes. I mean, there might be something that says that at my house, but I don't write it.
Picture to see and life is beautiful.
Anyway, happy Thursday to you and enjoy the sunshine. Right, we're just touching on this show. Obviously, it's like she's really traumatised after her croissant. This week, because it wasn't what she expected. It was a disappointing food purchase. And actually, I'm likely to do that in restaurants as well. You know that thing in a restaurant where you're like, will I go for that thing that I always get and be boring, or will I try something new? And then you try something new and you are absolutely raging because you are so sad that you didn't order that bloody boring carbonara.
That is you see, that's why I'm boring. That is genuinely one of the most, like, I can't describe the disappointment that comes with that feeling, right? And Tom experiences that a lot. I'm just safe. If I go to a restaurant that I know, number 21, please.
They're already cooking it before you sit down because they know what you're going to order.
I don't want that feeling. Yeah. I go now for my dinner. I want to know I'm going to leave with the joy on my face that I leave. Every other time I order it, you know?
Yeah. Okay, let me read a couple of the bits coming in. Firstly, Sylvie was on. This happened to me on my first date. I was so disappointed, and it ended up that I still had to pay for food that I hadn't ordered.
So you obviously got the wrong thing.
I would have refused to pay because they gave me the wrong thing. Now, Ian was on to us as well. Ian has a little bit of an issue with your pronunciation this morning, show.
Come on.
He's not happy.
Come on.
I think you got that wrong, Sean. I think it's scone. You don't be dodging road work cons, do you? Or road work cones. It's a scone, not a scone. A fantastic day, lads.
Okay, hon, I'm going to be really honest. I was being a bit cheeky there because I've never said scone before. I was just putting it out there to see if there's anyone listening and I couldn't make anybody annoyed. I normally say scone because I tried to be posh, but scone or scone, the big breakfast battle this morning. 085 102 9103. Your voice notes are welcome.
And you can talk to us about Melanie's because this is genuinely, I just find, really sad. Really, really sad.
Tried to call Melanie, but I'd say it's too raw.
Too raw.
Too fresh, Niall. Too fresh. Chipper recently I forgot only my food in the whole takeaway. I was starving and a bit delicate from the night before, and they told me another 45 minutes to resend. That's five crying face emojis. And I'd say that doesn't even sum it up.
Like, it's bad enough the food doesn't come and you ring them and they say it's going to be another 45 minutes. But if everybody else gets their food and they're nom nom nomming away and you have to wait 45 minutes for yours.
I don't know, my fork is going into your food, to be honest, at that stage. Like, you know, I'm hangry, I'm tired. That's awful though, isn't it? How could they just forget yours? Like,
well, again, going back, that sometimes happens in restaurants. Sometimes people make mistakes and your food is not ready when everybody else's. And everyone's sitting there and you do the decent thing, go, ye start.
You go ahead.
Don't wait for me. Yeah. And then you don't know what to do with yourself. You're sitting there like a two while everybody else is having their dinner.
And you're salivating. Like, there's drool coming out of your mouth.
Yeah. I think people are too nice as well. They won't ask as well. Do you ever get that in the drive-thru? I'm not one of those people who will check the bags. Some of my friends are like, check the bags.
Yeah.
Make sure everything's in the order.
They're right.
I'll just go away. And then I'm all like, oh, they forgot my nuggets or they forgot this. Yeah. And I'm too nice to go back in.
Killian, I've been burnt. Always check your bag. Always check your bag. Top tip from me to you this morning.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Wake up. Do it. About the change when you're getting changed on the beach after the sea swim and the sand is everywhere and you're cold and you just want to get your togs off and you want to get into your clothes and you're trying to cover yourself while doing it. What happened to you?
Well, I went to the Guillemine and usually I will go in my togs and I'll drive out and sometimes I'm just lazy, so I'll throw the towel on the seat and drive back because I live so close. But Annstown was a bit further away and I was like, oh, I can't be sitting, you know, I get a cold or whatever.
Yeah.
And the Guillemine is grand because there's no sand, but Annstown was a beach and I was there with the towel on and I hadn't done it, I'd say, in years. Like, I'd say my mother was the last one who did it for me and I was like really, really small.
This is getting weird.
I was like 18. But you know when you're in the nip and you're trying to put on the boxers
and the sand
is on your toes and you're trying to get the sand in your boxers.
You're trying to hold the towel and you're trying to pull the boxer shorts up
and not like flash anybody in the meantime.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, like, I'm not an attractive person, like I would think anyway, but I was saying, like, no matter the sexiest person, if Brad Pitt or Evangelina Jolie or any of the superstars were on the beach doing that, I don't think
Zendaya herself. Exactly. Be on the beach and she still wouldn't look elegant, attractive,
it's
or sexy.
So awkward.
There's just nothing sexy about it, and I think it's good to say it out this morning for anybody that feels that's a low moment when
it is a low moment.
Because you're so invigorated coming out of the sea. You feel like you've been reborn, you're refreshed, you're alive.
And I feel pressure because Annstown and the Guillemine, there's proper like swimmers that go there the whole time, so they're probably looking at me going like, the amateur.
And some of them have the very fancy kind of robe things that they can get changed under.
I will tell you, I do have one of those, the towel that goes over, it's like a hooded. Kind of. No.
I make out my snuddies.
But still, Killian, yesterday I was wearing a togs that was slightly too tight for me now, right? And I struggled to get out of the pair. And I did trip over myself. I did. I fell on the ground on the sand. So this is the point that we're making. There is nothing attractive or sexy about getting undressed on the beach, right?
You never let it slip. Or let anything be seen.
A few things pop out here and there. You can't account for it.
I've had a friend of mine, Robbie, used to work here. We went to Ballymacaw and the poor old devil, there was a family behind us.
Oh no.
And he had the towel and the towel blew away. The whole of himself and like grabbed the towel in front of like a whole family of four.
So that's what we want to ask you this morning. What are the things in life that it is impossible to look sexy while doing, apart from getting changed on the beach? I will put it out there, and I've said this many times before, I am a beloved dog owner and I love Lola so much, but I will never, ever, ever look sexy picking up her dog poo.
It's just in a bag.
It's carrying the bag. I'm never going to be sexy. Once I have to do that, attractiveness out the window.
Gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you put it? Do you have to carry it? Like, I suppose you can't put it in your pocket because it'd be.
Well, no, I wouldn't advise that.
No.
You hold it until you find the nearest bin, is basically what you do. So sometimes you could be walking a good stretch of a road or whatever, and you might meet someone you know, and you're trying to hide the bag.
That's lower than getting changed on the beach, in my opinion.
Yeah. I one as well, you know, you're out and about and something blows out of your hand. It might be a note, it might be an important note, like you know, it could be anything,
a receipt or whatever.
And you go to try and chase it and the wind keep catching it and you're running and then it blows and then you run again and then it blows and you'd say, will I just give up on that 20 euro because I'm looking like an idiot here, I'm not sexy.
That's true.
Do you remember the one now, and I want to know if you still stand by this. It was an example of our good friend Darren Rice when he was sitting in the back, an adult sitting in the back seat of a car. Do you still stand over that one?
I feel really really bad that his name has been mentioned in this again, but I do, yeah. It was the fact that Killian was driving and Megan was in the passenger seat and then Darren was just in the back like a little child. So I don't know, yeah. I do stand by that.
Okay.
This text is very relatable. I watched my dad with a wasp in the kitchen the other day, swatting at a bee or a wasp looking like an Egypt, following them around.
Yeah, that's true. Tricia, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
We're good as well. Did you pick up a bike, Tricia?
I just picked up a bike, I did.
Yeah.
What kind of bike?
Just a little bike for my little fella. For when he's getting a bit bigger.
Sweet.
That's all. He's far from cycling, yes, but while it was going free.
Yeah.
My cousin had it, so.
Excellent, you were prepared. Yeah. Right, what does nobody look sexy doing?
Absolutely no one on the planet, I believe, look sexy while they're sneezing.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't. It's impossible.
Yeah.
And if you're like me and it has sound effects, I have a really, really loud sneeze. So that just adds to the lack of sexiness, for sure.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's for me, right, I don't think I have a loud sneeze, but my build-up can be quite loud.
Well, also the fact that you find it impossible to sneeze just twice. Most people sneeze twice is the norm. You might go three sometimes. Show goes three, four, or five times.
Trisha, I always sneeze in at least threes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm just one big sneeze, but I do have a friend now who, when she gets going, she goes 7, 8, 9, 10 times. It's crazy. And particularly when she's drinking. If she's drunk, like, she could go all night sneezing.
Wow.
Okay. I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Listen, yeah, it's crazy. It's a good one. We can relate to it. Thanks a million for chatting to us, missus.
Thanks,
Mary. Talk to you soon. Have a good day.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Rosie was on to us, brushing your teeth. Nobody looks sexy when they're doing that.
Yeah, agree.
And also this morning we had Nick on to us with her thoughts.
Guys, I have to say, the most unsexiest thing, or you cannot look remotely attractive when you do it, is when girls are wearing high heels and you start walking down like a steep hill.
Yeah.
And the front of your feet are just like smacking off the pavement. Oh. No, there is no attraction whatsoever there.
Yes, girl, yes. Or cobbles.
Yeah,
trying to walk in heels on cobbles. Killian thought I was hilarious the other day when I was dressed as Taylor Swift for our big Taylor Day. I lasted about 10 minutes before. Well, describe my walk, Killian.
It was pretty pathetic.
Yeah.
It was just funny. And she wouldn't go in for coffee. I can't go in dressed in these boots. And the minute it got out, she was like, "Oh, your office needs to change." The vote would take.
I'd say it was like a newly born deer.
Yes.
You know?
Bambi.
Yeah. Bambi on ice.
Ellen Show on Beat Breakfast.
Good morning, lads. I'm good. Yourself?
Good.
We are very good.
Now before we go anywhere, describe what you're seeing right now. What's happening?
What's happening? I'm just at home after the school run and I was just listening to your radio and that you're picking up someone and I'm up for the crack.
Okay.
So you would like to come camping with us next Friday, May 24th?
Sure, why not? I would love that. I'm listening to you for years now and I was thinking to join last year, but I couldn't.
Okay.
The kids were small.
Okay.
Well, they are only a year older, but sure, mom can help, can she?
She can.
Yeah, well,
she
you
can.
Deserve a night away, hon. Who would you bring on the camp out with you?
Absolutely no one. I would like to enjoy myself. Me and myself, and I am absolutely enough, guys. I'm telling you.
She is enough, Niall.
I am enough.
Do you know what the good thing is? You're not on your own, though, because you're going to get to hang out with myself and Niall and Killian and the whole big guy.
We'll help you put the tent up.
We'll help
you put the tent up and stuff. Don't worry, you won't be on your own.
I never did that. I actually even do not own these things. I never did.
Okay.
Look, I'll go with the flow.
Well, it's okay because show was a complete virgin last year and you took to it so easily, didn't you?
It's like duck to water, Anita.
You're a star.
Yeah, whatever you need, I am there. I am your assistant for the day. And you, my dear, are coming camping with us next Friday.
Yay! I can't wait!
We can't wait to meet you. And okay, you have a great day.
We'll be in touch with details.
I can't wait to see you guys.
All right, Anita, have a great day.
See you next week. Bye.
See you. Wake up, get up, wake up, get up, wake up, when I wake up in the morning, I gotta get up and get it. Beat breakfast.
Breakfast with Niall and Show.
I just don't understand like the mad things that you do be eating when you're pregnant.
I didn't realise that it was actually genuinely a thing that like you're taken over by this desire for something that you normally wouldn't
or
be taken
had
over.
Had never entered your head up to that point.
Mine wasn't that strange, but we're talking about this morning because we told you last week that Hailey and Justin Bieber revealed that they are expecting their first child. They've been married since 2018 and she's now dished on what food she's craving, right?
Yeah.
She's 27 and she shared a photo of her red manicured hand holding her latest hankering. She revealed it to be...
Okay, now stop everybody. Just put down your Weetabix for a moment. This is not pleasant.
Egg salad on top of a pickle with hot sauce.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
And then she added with the caption, and no, you're not allowed to judge. Bieber described the unusual combination of food as currently my biggest craving. So, I don't know what's wrong with me today. I don't think that's the worst thing.
It's certainly not the worst of what I've heard in terms of cravings. It's just there's a lot going on there and I can only imagine the gas afterwards between the egg salad and the pickle and the hot sauce.
Baby wants what the baby wants.
Baby wants what baby wants.
I wasn't somebody that craved something strange, but I craved something in my diet that I wouldn't normally crave. So I'm a real sweet person. Like I like sugar and I eat a lot of chocolate and like that's my kind of like idea of craving if I'm desiring something. But I went for salt when I was pregnant.
Okay.
And so much so that I used to frequent a certain well-known drive-thru.
I think we know the ones you're talking about.
And I would say goodbye to Tom after I went for a scan and he'd be like, don't go to that place.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, do you really want to go there?
Straight home.
Oh no, I really want to go there. Yeah. And I'd go through the drive-thru and I'd place my order, maybe two meals, you know, because you might be hungry later, save one up. And then I would sit in the car park of said food chain and just... like
suck on a salty chip.
Well, chips, nuggets, Big Macs. Like I could not get enough of anything that was salty. Mm. Put it in my mouth.
Yeah. Well, I tell you a couple of the weird ones I've been told by both by friends and by listeners over the years in terms of cravings. There's a friend I knew, and I don't know if I can get this anymore. I used to love it. Do you remember Finch's orange?
Oh my god!
The nicest orange you'll ever get.
When I was in secondary school, my best friend in secondary school, her brother worked for Finch's.
Okay.
And the house was always the orange. It was just really, it was like a mix between an orange juice with fizzy water and a soft.
It was a lovely tang off it.
Yeah. Real
anyway,
tang. Yeah.
That was all she wanted. And she used to wake her husband up at 4 o'clock in the morning, like literally punching him, get to the 24 hour garage right now. I need a Finch's orange. Next one, and I've heard this is quite common, women sucking on fire lighters.
What?
Have you heard of that before?
I've heard of the coal.
Yeah.
I've heard of coal as well. Yeah.
I'm sucking on them.
Yeah.
It must be something to do with like, what is in a fire lighter?
The smell of a fire lighter is nice, I think. Yeah. Do you know,
but dangerous.
I don't recommend it. And then the weirdest one I ever had, this is when I was working on a radio show in Dublin and a woman rang in and told me that it was the fumes from Dublin bus that she used to kind of walk along behind the Dublin bus and just kind of get the fumes. That was her pregnancy craving.
That's crazy.
Mine was so boring.
I know. Let us know. Niall and Show with you on this glorious Thursday morning across the southeast.
Yeah.
We're talking about cravings when you're pregnant. We're looking for the weirdest ones this morning. And we'll be starting the phone.
Yeah,
let's go
for
to
it.
Jane. Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good.
We're good, hon. We're good. Now, this is a bit of an education for Niall and I suppose myself because I didn't have it, but he is baffled by your one. And apparently it's quite common. So
I've heard about it before, but I don't get it. So talk to us, Jane. What was your craving?
My craving was fire lighters and actually do you know the ice that builds up in the freezer. So I used to actually go in with my hand and scrape it out and eat it.
Okay, there's two separate issues here that we have to deal with.
Let's start with the fire lighters and like...
Did you suck on the fire lighter or what did you do?
No, I actually ate the fire lighters. So I'd actually have to go buy a pack of the fire lighters and then the other way it kind of breaks into sections.
Yeah. In
so
cubes,
I'd, like off a little bit and eat, but I used to be actually crippled with heartburn from it.
I'd imagine, but heartburn is probably one of the few issues that you have to deal with.
At least your worries.
Okay, let's start. What does it taste like? What can you describe the flavour?
Oh, for like chalky, oily, kind of petrol-y.
And how many boxes were you going through a week?
Oh God, I wouldn't go through too many now.
Yeah. Was your doctor worried about you? Like, I can't imagine it's that healthy to be.
Like, I wouldn't invest a whole box.
Mm. Yeah, like, okay.
Just, you know, like, you're kind of eating it and in your head you're like, It's fire lighters.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
you're craving it. Your body is literally craving it.
Your body needed it, yeah. So you don't eat like a little amount of it. So.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's something in there. There's a mineral or something that your body is saying.
You have it with a cup of tea, like a biscuit. Like, do you dunk it in tea or what's going on there?
No.
No. How we, like,
no, Killian.
You know, just,
on its own, Killian. It doesn't need anything else.
Yeah, before we go to the ice, just for a moment, you're not alone. Danielle from Kilkenny was on to us, Jane, and she said, my craving on my last baby was fire lighters. I could smell an unopened box from the top of my stairs. I'd sniffed the packet, and as my pregnancy went on, I was actually taking a bite out of it. Believe me, it does not taste how it smells. I do not recommend to a friend. I'd also stand by the petrol pumps in the petrol stations. The smell was lovely. I mentioned it to my consultant, who said it's actually a condition called pica, and he tested my blood. I was low in iron, so it's the iron that you were looking for from it. Okay,
well, you were just getting what you needed, I suppose. Can I ask you, right? I have to say, I have a fear of the ice that you're about to talk about. Like, it gives me,
I know,
the, like, I don't know,
the scrapings,
ice so scrapings. Weird. Do you know the way the ice builds up in the top of the freezer?
Yeah.
So, like, I'd go in with my hand, I'd scrape it out and just eat it,
like a slush puppy. Yeah.
Like a slush puppy, yeah. So we're in a corner of ice on my ice cream.
Oh my god! So what did you do first? Did you do fire lighter and then you ran to the freezer, or were you?
There's two different cravings.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
you had
Jane,
it all, Jane.
Jane, there's a travel mug on the way.
Yeah, you deserve it, Jane. Yeah. Good job. Good job.
Have a great day.
Thanks for
talking to us. Right, let's get to some of the messages. You want to start?
Okay. Shanine was on. Morning, guys. Mushrooms. Oh my god! I think they're the most vile things on the planet. But pregnancy had other ideas. They were divine. Still heave thinking about eating the devil's food, letting it pass my lips.
Jamie was on to us. Morning, guys. My pregnancy craving was brown bread butter with strawberry jam and sausage. I try that, I think.
No, you wouldn't. Yeah. Sausage and jam. Mm. Oh, my God. Okay.
Linda in Waterford was on. I craved coal. I used to take a little nibble when nobody was looking. And another message here. My cravings were pickled onions and cheese. Not so unusual. But back then, the shops were all closed at 9 p.m. No big supermarket. So in the middle of the night, I got a craving and I'd no pickles. Take a breath. So I had a block of cheese and drank a bottle of vinegar with it.
Oh no.
And that became my craving. Vinegar and cheese.
Oh my god. Okay, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Have we got some kind of car wash music or something? Morning Beat. My pregnancy craving on my first child was, I rang my husband up one day. He was at the time working on a building site. So he's there on the building site. He's doing his work in his Snickers pants. And she said, I want you to rub as much muck as you can onto the whole car. And when you come home, I want to go to the car wash. And I want you to power hose the car. My husband was mortified. We drove to the local garage. He stood back eating an ice cream while I was loving it, just watching the power hosing of the car. Believe me, my husband got dirty looks from people that stood there shaking their head, just watching this heavily pregnant woman watching a car being hosed while the husband stood there eating an ice cream. I have no idea what just happened.
That's the weirdest thing I've heard. She just wanted to see the car being hosed down, the muck washed off.
Well, the line is, I want you to rub as much muck onto the whole car as you possibly can. And when I come home, I want to go to the car wash.
That is absolutely gas. All right, any other quick ones for us? 085 102 9103. On the way, we're giving you a chance to join us for the Beat Breakfast Camp Out. It's back, it's bigger than ever, and we'll tell you more after some Demi Lovato. But first, let's do this. Beat the Bomb with Bounceland Inflatable Hire in Kilkenny. They have a huge range of inflatables available and a lot of the fun stuff like the slushy machine, the popcorn, the candy floss, and all the info at bouncelandinflatables.ie. Megan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
Yeah, good. We're good. And where are you and who are you with?
I am in Waterford, just passing the Beat station actually. Oh. And I'm with my mum and my little sister.
Ah, good morning. Name them. Who's what's your mum's name?
My mum's name is Katrina and my little sister's name is Millie.
Morning. Morning,
hello guys.
We're waving at you out the window.
Hi.
Where are you all off to this morning, guys?
I'm actually on my way to my very last day of college ever.
Oh, that's sad. I feel sad when I hear that. How are you feeling?
Excited and sad, mixed emotions.
Okay, what were you studying, Megan?
Molecular biology and biopharmaceuticals.
Oh, we got a swat. Megan. We got a clever one here.
Megan, it's going over our heads. I gave up science after first year. I wasn't able. Fair play to you. So bittersweet today. You're going to smash it. And so this is a good sign that you're playing Beats Bomb this morning with us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this then. 102 seconds. We'll start the clock and we'll wish you good luck.
Beats the Bomb on Beats Breakfast.
Megan, what actor played the lead role in the recent movie The Fall Guy?
Pass.
Oh, it's Ryan Gosling. What sport is Tony Hawk known for?
Skateboarding?
Yep. Skateboarding? Skateboarding is the right answer, yes. Name a famous Irish golfer from Offaly.
Rory McIlroy?
No, Shane Lowry is the answer. Eat fresh is a slogan from what well-known food chain?
Oh, pass.
That's Subway. Which talent show judge managed Westlife?
Louis Walsh.
That's right. Rapper Kendrick Lamar is currently in a feud with what other rapper?
Taylor Swift. Drake.
Drake is right. What Irish county is nicknamed the Crystal County?
Waterford
is the right answer. What shape is a pie chart?
Circle.
Yes. In what decade were the Harry Potter books first published?
The 90s.
Is right. How many arms does a starfish have? 5 or 8?
5.
Yes. What name is given to someone who studies stars?
Astrologist.
Yes. What American city is called the City of Angels?
LA.
Yes. What is 7 multiplied by 7?
49.
Yes. Huey, Dewey and Louie are the nephews of what well-known Disney character?
Yes.
What are the national colours of the Italian flag?
Red, white and green.
Yes. What is the capital of Egypt?
Cairo.
Yes. What sport is the Triple Crown known for?
Pass.
That's rugby. What music artist had a hit with the song Blinding Lights in 2020? There's a bit
the
of a
Weekend. The Weekend.
Yes. Yeah.
That was a real Mom Katrina, Millie, Megan, you're a real you're good. Yeah, we love this. Mm. Good family effort.
I don't know, do you have exams coming up, Megan?
This is my last one today.
The last exam today. Well, I think you're right. You're going to smash it because you got 14 points this morning.
That is brilliant. Well done, guys.
So, thank you.
I don't know if you're doing a party or anything after you've done all the college stuff. Well, we've got the popcorn machine for you for the party. And you're in the running for the bouncy castle as well. So sounds like a great bash.
That's perfect. Thank you so much, guys.
Listen, best of luck for your last day. And thanks so much for playing Beat the Bomb this morning.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Megan
bye.
And the gang there. That'll be a hard score to beat over the next couple of days, but you can try and all the info you need at bouncelandinflatables.ie. Yeah.
Wake up with your mates, Niall and Show.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Okay, I want to ask you a question this morning because I was at my friend Keith's house for dinner on Saturday night.
Okay.
And Keith likes nice things in life, shall we say, right? So when I asked him if I could have some water, right, he said, would you like still or sparkling? Mm. And then he brought out his collection, which is, do you know what the San Pellegrino is? The fancy water that you might get in restaurants. And I was like, whoa, you so fancy. And it reminded me of when I was younger and I used to be at my friend Emer's house and she'd say, do you want a drink? And in her fridge, she had a collection of mini cans. You know, like the mini, like little mini Coke cans. Like they're only like 200 mils. She had those, she had Fanta and she had 7-Up. Oh, and going to her house, it was like going to a party every time. Now, I know it was because I was only given like orange juice and rice cakes. Yeah. No, I wasn't even like cordial now. Like I was jealous of anybody that in their house had a biscuit press or a sweet press. Like we didn't have that. We didn't have sweets in our house.
Must have been boring growing up in your house. No offense.
Angela's ashes, it sounds like.
I mean, I might sound like Angela's ashes. I've no fillings.
Well, fair
do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
she did.
Yeah. She did a good job.
Like,
I'd rather have fillings though.
Yeah,
live a life
and have a biscuit tin with 5, 4, 3, 2, 1s and penguin bars in it.
It totally went against my mum because I honestly think I have the sweetest tooth in town. But anyway, it got me to thinking of when you were growing up. What did you want from your friends' houses? Like you went over for a play
and you
date
saw
or whatever.
That they had something, and you were like, going, God, they're so lucky. I wish I could have that.
Yeah, like my friend Jennifer had a B day, and for years I used to just go into the bathroom, look at it, and not know what it was, afraid to ask anybody.
B day?
Yeah, B day.
Oh, you're going to have to explain it.
A bidet, B-I-D-E-T, bidet. It's French.
Well, you brought this one up.
So a bidet is, do you not know what a bidet is?
No.
Okay, interesting. So have you never seen, like, obviously you go into a bathroom and there might be a bath and there might be a toilet, but a bidet is like a separate little
thing. It's like an open toilet, kind of, there's no lid.
And it's got like a little chute tap.
And other things to wash your bum.
Yeah!
Is that like in Japan and France and stuff?
We had two in our house growing up.
They were what? Yeah, they were very popular in the.
How dirty were your bums?
Well, I never used it. I've never sat on a bidet.
No, but Niall's like family were like. We weren't posh. Well, you were. Well, I would have associated people with bidets with being like on the posher side,
right,
no?
Okay.
But bidets were very popular in like the 70s and 80s,
yeah,
weren't they?
They were a big thing.
Yeah. But I didn't know what it was. I just wanted one. Like, I just wanted. I knew that it was an extra thing.
I remember there was a girl on the show before who was talking about the bidets, and she said that she thought that she was to wash her feet in it, and she absolutely flooded the bathroom.
Yeah.
Trying to get it in and out of it.
So that
anyway,
was
so
me.
You wanted a bidet and mini cans. It was simple things in life.
I really wasn't asking for much at all, was I? I would have been a very happy child had I had those two things.
Two things for me. One smaller and one quite big. Right. Firstly, a friend of mine had, and I only knew these from like TV shows, the American TV shows, a fridge that dispensed ice.
Oh, yeah.
A friend of mine had one of those and I just thought, this is living. This is 21st century.
And they're so popular now,
nowadays,
aren't they? Like everyone has
them.
Yeah.
The other thing is, and I'm going to go big on this one, but there was one family up the road. And they had a pool in the back garden. And I mean a proper swimming pool. They got to use it 2 days a year in the Irish weather that it wasn't cold. But they had a proper pool and all the neighbourhood kids used to go up and use their pool.
Do you know there's somebody on the road that I live on that has a pool? And I, like, yeah, I know people
like
that...
Like proper one in the ground with tiles and
I
everything.
I think it's indoor, like.
And oh, indoors. Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
there's
yeah,
outdoors.
Yeah, it's indoor. Like, it's behind, like, gate and stuff. And I've heard of people that have been in it.
Have you not tried to knock down with some sugar or something? Hey, neighbour. Hey, neighbour. Eve there in her togs.
I made you a casserole.
A swim hat on, goggles, ready to go.
Killian...
Similar to your one, Niall, but the fancy people who had the separate tap for the water. So you had your main tap in the kitchen and then
filter.
The little one on the side
for
your drinkable water. I was just so jealous. It just kind of met up the posh kitchen set.
That's a relatively modern thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't have seen that back when I was a kid, anyone with a special tap for water.
I'd say late
2000s.
Yeah. And now it's like those taps which I happen to have, but I didn't put it in. You know the one that you can lift it off?
in the kitchens and the restaurants. I remember we got that our old workplace and I was so happy. I was like, if anyone was annoying me, I could literally just flick it up and squirt you in the face.
Do you want to come over and play with it?
You can
come over, yeah.
Okay. That's our question to start the ball rolling this morning. You missed one though as well, because I know that you get really, really upset over the fact that you were never given a soda stream as a child.
Oh, soda stream. But they're back now. Mm. I've seen them in the shops, but I had another friend called Leah and she had a soda stream and I used to like to go to her house for the cola soda stream.
Abigail, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
Good, thank you. So, when I was growing up, my really, really, really good friend Sonia, I used to love going to her house.
Okay.
She had a playroom downstairs.
Right.
And we never had playrooms. But anyway, she had a playroom and she had no siblings. And she had a playroom downstairs. And from the second story down, there was another door in the playroom. And there was a slide.
There was
a real slide.
That's like something from Hollywood.
I know, and she had a Barbie tent, you know, the fabric Barbie tents. She had one of those as well.
Yeah, I always wanted a Wendy house.
Not as impressive as the slide though. So explain to us, like, it went from upstairs.
You go up, so every time I had to ask, can I use toilet, because I want to use the slide back down into the playroom.
So what room did the slide upstairs come from?
The hall. The landing.
Oh,
it was a door. You open the door and pew down the slide. It's great.
Great sound effect.
Was that safe? Yeah, it was okay.
Well, none of us fell. I don't remember falling off it, but it was brilliant.
And did it go outside the house?
No, only into the playroom.
Okay, it was internal.
Like,
and then
I was thinking of the lottery ad.
I'm also thinking of Splash World into where it goes out and then goes back into the building, you know?
Big tube, but the slide was deadly. And she had the trampolines I know around like 15 years. I'm talking about like 25 years ago. She had a big, massive trampoline and her daddy put it in the hay barn that nobody get hurt.
Wow.
Oh my God, what a good friend to have.
Yeah. Do you keep in touch with her? Yeah. Does she still have nice things?
I don't know. And I remember in school, she had the coolest pencil cases. It was like they first came out, you know, the ones with the numbers, and it goes ping and it opens.
I had one of those. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Did you have one of those?
Yes.
Yeah. With a pencil sharpener on the inside.
Yeah.
And she always had a nice notepaper that smelled really gorgeous.
Fancy paper.
I wonder, is she in the southeast?
She is.
I wonder, could we find Sonia with the slide? Obviously, we don't want to give out her full name, but if
we
any...
shall not give out her full name.
No.
Sonia with the slide from Cranford.
Okay, it's with that's more information yet. Okay, so if anybody this morning knows Sonia that had a slide from Cranford, could we find her this morning and find out if she's taken a slide into adult life?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think okay, we should do that between now and 10.
Thanks for chatting to us. Have a great day, all right?
Thank you, guys.
Have a good one. Bye.
Let's just take one then. We'll hear from Catherine as well. It's going way back on this. But this was I wasn't expecting this answer this morning, I have to say.
Good morning, guys. It's me, Catherine, again. Back in the 80s, a neighbour of mine used to have a CB radio. And I was jealous of that. But I used to go in quite often and have chats with other people. And you used to have like handles, and mine was Power Lady, and I even had a t-shirt printed up with the word Power Lady on it. The good old days before mobile phones and such like.
Breaker, 10-4, 10-4, breaker.
What,
a CB radio. Lorry drivers would use them mostly in there to communicate with other
you
people.
You hold the button, you go...
Like a walkie-talkie. Like.
Yeah.
Taxi drivers sometimes have them, no?
That's for their office. It's to communicate with their office. They'd be in a taxi. But this is often lorry drivers will just talk to random people who are out on the road.
Yeah, we used to flick it on. You could hear like different conversations going on. You'd tune into a frequency.
Face.
Yeah.
I know nowadays talking to strangers is a bit more...
A bit. But like, that's really weird.
But like, there's a lot of horror movies of like people meeting somebody on a CB radio and then they kill them.
Exactly. This is not surprising.
It is quite scary. We will be driving in the night time and...
Does your dad have a handle?
What's the handle?
The name. Like she said she's called Power Lady. He might be like Bagnallstown Boy or something.
I don't know. Okay. Mousy or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway... you used to get like a random message. So if he was out like, you know, doing the delivery and I would be just sitting in the cab, he'd just get I'd be there, whoa, what's going on?
And what do they talk about? Like, are they just giving each other like
any lorry drivers, can you please explain CB radio to our show this morning? What do you be talking about and who do you be talking
like,
to?
Like, do you compare like, oh, what you have for lunch today, Mick? Or like, you know, what?
Beat breakfast.
Advertising jingles that live rent free in your head. Let me just go through a couple of the texts because people have texted a few times on this one and it's gone way back. Marianne was on. I can't sing, lads, but this lives rent free in my head. It was from Maynard's Wine Gums back in the day. Oh. There's a moose loose about this moose.
Yeah. I remember that.
We're gone mad.
Yeah.
Also, Chris from Waterford was on and I think this is quite sweet. While I sing inside of my head, all year round is pennies. Got a whole lot of things for Christmas. Got a lot for the family.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe
they
probably did it in later years.
That's how I know from.
Now, also, Anne-Marie was on to us, right?
Yeah.
And she was talking about, and a few people are talking about this, the most annoying ad earworm of all time was Pat Short back in the day. Another popular one coming in on our text line.
WiMAX, coming across the nation. WiMAX, the new sensation. WiMAX, new generation. Faster, better, cheaper. No line rental fee. For more information, see imagine.ie.
Yes, brilliant. Well done. Great job, lads. Right, a couple of the voice notes coming in. Caroline was on. She says, who doesn't know this?
BNBN. BNBN.
Thank you for that. Great rendition.
Kieran just messaged. He didn't sing it for us, but I think we can all come together for this one.
No issues.
It's Pat the Baker.
It's famous. Bright and early every morning.
Brings the best to you.
It's Pat the Baker. Pat the Baker.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
There's something about that, doesn't it? Doesn't it reach a place, doesn't it, that one?
Do it again.
Denon.
Okay. Michaela was on to us with a memory.
Flash! Speedball! Beans off the impossible!
Thank you for that. Great job. Great job. Another one here. Tina is the latest onto us with her memory.
Hi, Beat. It's Saoirse and Tina here. The ad that is rent-free in my mind is the Mr. Soft ad. It was for Trebor Softmans. Mr. Soft, how come everything around you is so soft and rearranged?
He's always singing that around the house.
Bye.
Bye.
And let's take another one here. Doc was on to us.
Just one cornetto. Give it to me. Delicious ice cream.
He's gonna do it all.
From Italy. The taste is just supreme. Give me cornetto from HBO.
Oh my god, the only other person I know that does that is my dad. I'm gonna hook his up.
Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies, and sport on Now.